Just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. Figured I'ma take a risk, so I take off. Sneak dissing on the crew, long ain't us. Getting money, been a habit. Making sure I trust who run me, that's my day job. Mama said he finna hit, I make a made up. Only reason why my birth had a date call. Shake him up. Fuckers in the pot, I finna scrape him. Tell my mama, brother, sister, cousin, I'ma make it. Now I got him stationed different places. Bustin', Bodie got the bust down. 24-hour day, never had to punch out. Side sneak dissing, what the fuck about? Fill a nigga frontin', have him parked inside your front house. Feel like I'm a subject, but ain't nothing you should talk about. Walkin' what I talk, my wife can walk down. I don't trip the soul, so I don't talk now. Give back, got back, made my life been great. Got back, give back, want my people straight. I'm a boss, I make orders, I don't need a wait. In the morning, gotta thank God. Figured I'ma take a risk, so I take off. Sneak dissing on the crew, longer ain't us. Getting money, been a habit. Making sure I trust who run me, that's my day job. Mama said he finna hit, I make a made mom. Only reason why my birth had a day fall.
To the right of me, DJ Big Roll.
Yeah. What up, man? CT, stand up. What up, baby? What's up?
And in front of us, the impeccable Nightwing Will.
What up, Nightwing? What's going on?
I figured the Straight from Gotham thing was getting old, so I let it rest this week.
Bloodhaven.
R.I.P.
Bloodhaven.
R.I.P.
You know.
It's just red enough. It's just red
enough. I said, we all know what's going on with it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, welcome back to another rendition of the 60 Ground Pod. I didn't realize the shot was over there.
You might want
to. Which one are you working on?
Huh? Oh, no. I didn't realize where stuff was. I was looking silly. I'm kind of far. That's all.
Yeah,
you're
good now.
Yeah, we back. Another week of shenanigans. Shit to talk about.
And craziness.
Yeah.
Craziness.
First off, how are y'all? What's been going on? It's Monday, so I guess like a new thing I could say is how is your week starting? And how was the weekend?
Oh, okay. Weekend was good. Shout out to Central Square, another Sing It or Drink It Friday in the book. Shout out DJ M. Kells. Shout out DJ Coolface. Everybody who pulled up, man, it was a good time. And they had the karaoke and comedy night. So the comedians that came out before that, dope. Shout out to them, man. It was a dope show. They had some good talent in there. Funny dudes, man. Funny acts. So if you missed it, just be on the lookout for the next one, man. It's going to be dope. Karaoke always dope. So just shout out to them, man. And it's been a good start to the week too, man. Just being active. You know what I'm saying? And
you're being productive, you know, and stuff. Yeah, bro.
Taking advantage of a lot of shit. So
I liked it. Mm-hmm. I like it.
So how about you, Wayne?
Jinx. Just getting into music, gaming, mostly. I did make some new material, but I can't do anything with it as of yet. But I do got a lot of beat material. A lot of untouched genre I'm trying to work through. So I'm trying a lot of something new, but I'm still trying to make it me.
Yeah.
At the same time. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're like little nukes.
My guy.
Just little ones.
You know what I'm saying?
Little ones. I'm trying something new. With a little bit of EDM and a little bit of oldies.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got some wing shit on the way,
with
man.
With a splash and trap in there. I got to, yeah.
Shout out to the snare. We got some wing on the way. Shout out to the snare. Yeah. Okay.
Why nobody believe in using the snare anymore? I don't understand it.
What you mean?
Nah, there's a lot of tracks that don't have snares in them.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's very noticeable. But then there's other tracks where it's just like clap and snare are heavy.
Filtered snaps.
And there's no actual build up to anything. It's just that repetitive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That flat line.
The whole thing, and it's like, okay, cool.
And it'd be a quick clap, not like a wide clap. It'd be like
double time.
Yeah. Yeah. Not, that's the most scare, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Jack Harlow had said something about it recently, probably like a couple of years ago, where he's just like, yeah, snare drum is dead. It's like,
what?
Pardon? Like,
what?
Bro.
Okay.
But
life, it hurts.
What are you talking about, Jack? Talking about. What about you?
I'm trying to think, bro.
How has your week began and how was your week end?
The week is beginning weird, but I feel like if there isn't any type of hurdle, right, then like something's not right. Because I heard recently that you don't want to chase happiness, you want to chase peace. And I'm like, I don't know how I really feel about that at the end of the day, because
one lies within the other.
Yeah,
there's a gray area somewhere. What do you mean?
So why wouldn't I just try to get both as much as possible, and then take into account that there's gonna be moments where it's just not that
right.
Like, you know, because life is life.
Yeah. Like, as a kid, as a kid, though, you have, like, the pleasure of not, like, bringing any attention to that part
of life,
or at least 18 years, right? Like, you're really good with just, like, oh, okay, well, wake up, I eat cereal, I go to school, I come home, play video games, homework, do it again.
And that's it.
Weekend comes around. More I'm outside.
Games. Yeah, outside. More games. More doing games. Whatever.
Right?
At this point.
And then 21 plus is just like, oh, snap.
Now I'm outside.
Adulthood. Responsibility.
Yeah. The road.
New bill.
I mean, granted, though, but granted, though, at 21, you don't have that. Bro, wait, time out. How are you?
I'm great.
I'm just making sure.
All is well.
I like that topic.
That's
though.
Just how the week started off.
I feel you. I like that topic.
It just came out of nowhere. It was like, hey, guess what? Hurdle time.
Because I don't want to start talking about it. And then we'd be like, damn, we ain't even finished yet. Nah.
And the weekend was
damn
relaxing. I think that's probably why I'm in this position I'm in now. Because the weekend was real relaxing. Just caught up on some Netflix and
Disney Plus,
plenty of Disney. Honestly, I got the Disney Hulu ESPN package, so that's why I'm on Disney all the time.
You know what's like, crazy? I got the same package, yet they put two of them together, which pisses me the fuck
and my
off.
Thing
why
is,
am I even logged into Hulu?
Right?
Why?
There's no point.
There's no point. There's I logged out, and I was like, bye.
But then
Hulu's right here.
My one description, or I think I said that word correctly.
Discrepancy.
My one discrepancy with Hulu being on Disney is when you open the app, right? Your Hulu stuff isn't there.
Yeah.
And when they first combined
it. It used to be.
And I'm like, yo, who told y'all that wasn't a good idea? Like
I want my shit.
It's because, we charge separate. So now it's Hulu like, $7.99, this $8.99. Like, bro, that's why I eliminated a lot of I eliminated a lot of subscriptions, bro. And I could say I definitely did that over the weekend.
Whoever knows where the hookup is with Fire Sticks, let your boy.
It's down the hall.
Oh, say less. We talk about
it's
that.
It's in front
it's
of you.
Down
too.
The hall.
And we talk after because I need one.
It's in front of you.
ASAP. Because I'm really trying not to. Real talk, as smart as the millennials are, right? Yeah. We are the resource. That was my weekend. That was my weekend. We jumping into topics.
Uh-huh.
We are the resource, like capital, of like the nation, us, the 90s babies, and those that came after us. Like,
probably spend
I want to say
money.
From 90 to like 2010, I'll give the 2010 kids they props, right?
Yeah.
We just take in everything.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, whatever you give to me, I'm going to make it something even better.
I'm sorry. You said 2010 kids.
Yes.
Or 2000.
Up until 2010.
Okay.
From 90 to 2010.
All right,
bet. You was born in that time span. All
right, bet.
You usually had, you're within a mindset today to be like, nah, I'm resourceful.
Yeah, facts.
Anything that you put in front of me, I'm going to figure it out. to its bare minimum,
yeah,
I'm gonna be able to put it back together.
Facts.
I may not know every function, but I guarantee that I can do it.
They're gonna figure that shit out for real,
right? And it was just embedded in our DNA. Yeah. Like that's just something all of us did, from coding MySpace to coding any other fucking website we got our hands on. We just jailbroke everything at one point in time with phones. Like there was nothing we couldn't get access to. Oh, yo, nah, you guys are restricted to this website and to this internet when you're in school. No, you think that, sir. We were on to What are those things called? VPNs that everybody has. We knew that way before y'all.
Oh, yeah.
What do y'all think K-Proxy was?
Oh, yeah. We was already on that.
We've been on it, right? And I'm like,
bro, on everything.
There's no way we have all these resources at our fingertips. And it's on us that we're still in the position that we're in. Because all of us can do anything and everything.
100%.
At any given point. If 100%. You put some type of problem before us, it's like, all right, bad, boom. And then when problems don't make sense, movies, for instance, right? When they give you a logical problem and you can think of a scenario, you see the scenario play out in your head like, oh, nah. Simple, bomb, bomb, bomb. Granted, you know it's a movie, but in your head, you're like, this is how you handle this. this would do that. And then you go through the show watching it, just being critical through the whole show, like, nah, bro, this is stupid. Why did you take the left, my boy? Why? You knew he was...
You saw him, you heard the chainsaw.
You ain't hear the background music, bro? You ain't hear the background music?
I know you heard it. I know you heard it.
So that's why I get where the older generations, all this to say, I get where the older generations be getting upset with us sometimes, where they're like, oh, y'all are lazy and y'all don't put in work. No, fam, I think y'all got that twisted. Y'all
put them in the dirt.
Y'all got that shit backwards.
It's all we do, right? And then when we get a moment to like...
Rest,
that's... Rest hard.
And then we get judged on resting a little bit too. Exactly. You know,
so it's fine. Like, what's that?
So it's like, all right,
like,
and then, well,
the world.
You don't take sleeping.
But then it's like, oh well, you don't take life seriously. Nah, I just figure I try to have a balance within this thing. Like I was saying before, okay, I know because of how sweet things have been recently, at some point, something's gonna give. And usually, I mean, we grown men, I can say it. It's funds for me. Funds just be like, all right, well, first of the month, bro, what we about to do?
You know what's happening.
We gonna make this decision to hold it down this week. We gonna cover everything this week. Or we gonna do what we gotta do.
Break it down. Delicious.
First we get this.
And then hold this down. Be disciplined enough to hold this down until the next check.
I was looking at this menu for 2 weeks.
There was this new spot I wanted to try out. I saw that shit. Their prices wasn't that bad. I looked on Google and only had $2 signs.
And in the moment, it's never bad. It's never bad. You hella excited.
Next day come.
Bro, I'm going to be super corny,
get that motherfucking email.
I'm going to be super corny. I have never been more excited in my life in my adulthood to go to like Walmart and get like a bedspread and sheets.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like the excitement when I'm home, like, yeah, new sheets.
This shit feel good.
Put
these shits on right now.
Right now. Get this shit out of here.
No, shower. Right. Put them sheets on.
It seems so minuscule, but it's like, bro, these are the little wins.
Yeah,
bro. And it was worth it when we bought it. But the next day, it's like, hey, yo.
Why?
Another bill just came through. We got to put this down, or it's like,
let's give them the sheets.
We really need
it. Give them the sheets. Put the sheets in the mail with the receipt.
I don't want it to seem like I'm lashing out at you. I'm just mad because I thought I was doing the do this week. I thought I was holding it down.
Why?
That wallet said
all this conversation while laying in the sheets. The sheets.
No.
For real. I'm just saying, like,
now you're sitting here like, oh,
this is the reality of all of us at this point, right?
Yeah, like,
you get the bread and then you make the decision, you know what? Let me be responsible. Let me see if I can make this work for 2 weeks.
Hell yeah.
And then that shit's just sitting in there. You like,
Once you need gas, it's like everything else follows behind it.
I mean, I'm already out here. Shit, I need coffee.
For real. I don't need it, but I need that bit.
Shit. Starbucks, I mean, I'm on this side of town.
$13 at Starbucks.
Damn.
even with the McDonald's app, when you still spend $8, like, damn.
I know I got points. Let me see.
That's why I stopped eating.
How many
there
points
too.
I got? I got 6,000. Am I gonna use those today,
just,
though?
Nigga, I just don't leave the house. I'm in the house. This shit crazy.
And none of these apps are giving you any deals anymore.
Nope.
DoorDash said it's over for that. What? Wow. Discounts? Nah, bump that.
Wow. Here's your $3.
What are you talking about?
$3 of delivery. That's crazy.
The cheat code with DoorDash ain't even a cheat code. The cheat code with DoorDash is, AL, what do I really want to eat? Okay, let me see if they on DoorDash. Let me see how much it is with the delivery.
Pickup.
Oh, look at that. The price has magically changed. How convenient. That $5 chalupa is $3.29. That's crazy.
Yeah.
It was $5 2 seconds ago.
Is y'all adding that with the delivery fee?
No. That shit was $10 for one thing.
Do you see the robbery?
Nah, see?
Yeah, I'm going to take this ride real quick. I'm going to take this 15-minute drive.
That's cool.
Up the road.
That's cool.
Another 15 back. What's this? Half an hour? That's cool.
That shit's going to be good, too. That shit's going to be good, too. Definitely gonna be warm enough,
bro. You know, our food is gonna taste way better than a nigga that just spent the extra $15 on the delivery plus the tip.
We got the cold shit.
Yo, you just spent $65 on 3 cheeseburgers, two medium fries, and a small fry.
That's what I'm saying. So,
yeah, we got an adult. Wisely is all
that's funny, man. That yeah, for real.
Until
please.
They say something,
pay attention to your finances.
Until they say something about how we conduct fire sticks and things of that nature, I think everybody should just switch over to a fire stick.
Yeah,
I feel like that'd be extremely lucrative.
I got 3 websites
for the whole world. Content. I'm just saying, though, like at the end of the day, if you're gonna keep the one subscription that you know is holding you down, that's different.
Yeah,
that's different.
Ain't none of them holding you down no more.
Exactly. Get the Fire Stick, bro.
Shit, my keep Disney's a 2-in-1
for the next month or so.
Oh yeah, for real.
And just go from there. Netflix shows they be dropping hella fast for some reason on online and streaming. So
yeah, I don't know.
So I heard.
Yeah, whatever, you know. You know, moving on.
No, facts. Now, where we want to start? We want to start with men defending their queens. We going straight there.
We can start like with sports real quick.
All right, cool.
Because we had the Pro Bowl this past weekend. Shout out to all the Pro Bowlers.
Man, they out the Pro Bowl. Fun.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's just whatever. All-star game, but it's not as exciting at all.
Nah, they was out there playing flag football.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. NFL street style. So I applaud that.
Is
I
like that.
No, I think they've been doing that for the past couple years.
Nah, bring back the original Pro Bowl. I want people hitting people.
Yeah, but they wasn't
being out for the summer.
They wasn't hitting for real though. Nah, they was never hitting for real in the Pro Bowl. It was rat tackling.
Nah. But bring it back. Bring it back, bro. Come on, make it competitive.
Yeah,
hugs are scary.
Jalen Hurts out there
bugging, missing shit.
I miss the cats. He looks so elegant though. Like that
nigga rolled out.
Don't even chill.
Landed by the sideline like. Hey y'all.
Roll out,
nigga.
No.
Top back.
So yeah, I mean, football. Who are we taking next week, gentlemen?
You already know who I'm on. I said it this whole time, Kansas City, and I knew who was gonna be in the Super Bowl, bro. Kansas City is gonna take it. I don't even know who they're playing because I just know Kansas City going to win.
That is rude.
I don't even know.
It's the 49ers.
I know it's the 49ers.
It's
I know.
Rude.
I know it's San Fran. I'm just saying.
Come on, man. They've been playing.
They've been playing, but.
You got to give it to San Fran. They're one team that kind of like actually played throughout the season.
Yeah.
Even up to this point, they actually gave it their all.
Chris
Not
McCaffrey,
to say that other
bro.
People didn't. But
I had Chris McCaffrey. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's a beast, bro. He carries the team along with Deebo Samuel, and they got receivers, but it's like, I don't know what it is about Kansas City. Even though they have no receivers, this nigga Patrick Mahomes, bro.
Jesus.
Whether he's throwing to Kelsey or whether he's throwing to goddamn who knows who else is on the team, because it literally ain't no receivers since Tyreek Hill left.
I think I pointed it out last week. Since his rookie year, right?
Yeah, he got a rookie up there too, by the way. But who?
But I'm saying since his rookie year, he's been on this tier.
Right? Oh, yeah, yeah. Pat, yeah, bro. Yeah.
Patrick Beverly.
So he's definitely been there. But I got Kansas City, bro. Honestly, I don't know about how many touchdowns, but I got Kansas City. Who you got?
Oh, I got the refs.
Yeah. What team, though, besides the refs? I got the refs, too.
I got the black and white.
All right.
The zebra team.
All right. Who you got, Deuce?
I got a lot of money on the refs, actually.
It's going to be the Chiefs. I feel like it's going to be the Chiefs. Golf ain't really that guy.
And the Niners with those.
No, it's not Goff who's throwing. It's, what's his name?
What's his name?
Oh, wait, is it Goff?
I think it's Goff. See, look,
I feel like he was throwing for the Lions.
He's
bro.
Not that guy.
He was throwing for the Lions. Bro. I know it's not Goff.
You're a liar.
Look it up.
Look it up. Where's the fact,
look
man?
Look it up, but no. No.
Gosh.
Yeah, nah. 49ers, boy.
Wait now.
Listen.
Oh, come on, Luke.
I'm just saying Kansas City gonna take this shit. I'ma say at least by a field goal. I'ma say by a field goal. I think it's gonna be close. Christian McCaffrey gonna have at least 2 touchdowns for San Fran, bro, because he always scores. Nobody could stop that man. Pat Mahomes is probably gonna
you're right.
Throw.
It's Brock.
Yeah.
I don't feel like Brock gonna get it done either.
Yeah, Brock Purdy. No, Brock definitely ain't gonna get it done, bro. That's why I said Chris McCaffrey. That's why I'm naming Chris McCaffrey, because even in the last game, Brock didn't even throw nothing, bro. Mm. He ain't throw nothing. Chris McCaffrey had 2 touchdowns.
Oh, right.
You feel me? Whoop, whoop. Like, cool. Right in there. So, and they was getting pumped in the first half.
Hey, all pumped. Running teams next year, don't
thoroughly.
Don't abandon your run game next year.
Please. Bro, the run game wins.
I'm just saying.
The shit wins.
It got you that far. Why would you abandon it in the conference game?
You see where it got the Lions. See where I got the Lions, bro.
They shout got out to there Eminem. And
they,
shout
they,
to Eminem.
They got
shout
beat by the Niners. The
shout
better
to Big Sean.
Facts.
Yeah, shout out all Detroit.
Facts.
Shout out to everybody in Detroit.
Yeah, man.
They got beat by the better running back, bro. And it's only Chris McCaffrey over there. and Deebo, if they run a, you know what I'm saying, special play.
Shout out to Christian Jakuzic. That's who I was trying to think of last week for getting the official licensing for the NFL teams to be used on her clothing with the jackets that I was talking about last week.
Oh, word.
Yeah, she made some fire blazers and things of that nature.
Sorry.
Now, since we're here, it's still sports.
Yeah.
I saw some discrepancy about these jerseys and these jackets and these coats. The coats are fire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're fire. Yeah, I got upset because the white woman right now is coming up with this material and these ideas and said that black women led the charge. Happy Black History Month, by the way.
Black History.
Yeah, happy
Black women definitely led the charge when it came to sports apparel at one point in time. And I think just in general, especially through the 90s and the early 2000s. So I get where y'all coming from, but it's a hustle. It's a side hustle for her. Like, let it be. We all watch the game. Y'all know what the wives be doing. Come on, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Let them have a life. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. Y'all shoot the messenger later. I'm sorry.
But she about to be serious because now, you know.
Yeah, she got a whole
Taylor
license
Swift wearing it.
And everybody's wearing them.
Yeah.
I mentioned last week, Clay got one.
Man, come on, bro.
Hey, yo. Real quick transfer over to the NBA.
Let's do that.
What's happening in the NBA?
Too much.
There's
a lot of unsaid points that are being made.
Bro.
A lot of unsaid things that are really, they're happening. And whether you pay attention to it or not, it is wild.
I want to backtrack a couple of episodes ago when we first started the season.
Yeah.
And we was talking about Wemby. And I just want to, you know, Wemby bring it back up. Hey, guys, what about him?
Hey.
What about him?
Hey.
What's the Spurs record right now? Mm. It's not good. Mm. I tell you that much. It's like single digits.
You can't depend on one person.
Come on, bro. Yes.
Just because he's tall.
He's a tall phenom.
Quick, turn him into Tim Duncan.
He could cross over. Yeah, possible. Bro. Sure, you better
That's
turn
what
him
they
into
wanted.
You better turn him into Kevin Garnett.
Something.
Shoot.
Get that boy in the weight room.
But like, I just don't know what y'all were expecting of this young man this year.
It hurts us.
Like, y'all was talking hella trash. Nah, the Spurs gonna be, bro.
We spent our whole everything on him. What?
Yeah, and y'all had some good games.
What?
Y'all had some really good
we
competitive.
Even put that bionic chip in his legs.
What?
I knew it.
And the booster's in his feet, and he still doesn't jump that high.
Everybody's learning how to shoot around the guy. Everybody's learning that they don't have to be scared of the guy's paws, size, and stature. Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm about to bring it. I'm going to dunk it on you, bro.
Yeah.
That's the challenge now. Oh, were you that tall? Yeah. Word. You think Anthony
Page
Edwards
one.
Ain't about to go off top?
You think Jai is going to try
on,
and
bro.
Snatch your head off?
Draymond Green got it like.
He just on my checklist. In the nuts. Stomp him in the nuts.
And there goes Draymond Green and
Victor.
I just don't understand
body slam.
The thought process behind this. And TKO. You hit it right the head on the nail. Well, come on, like
Draymond
saying,
is like his.
With, nah, Tim Duncan, bro.
Oh yeah,
they really wanted him to be Tim Duncan out the gate, and it's like, bro, he not even built like that.
I'm gonna shoot you. I'm gonna teach y'all how you shoot.
Zion, Zion just got as fast as he is.
For real. Yeah.
Zion been running up and down the court these past 10 games.
Yeah,
him going stupid.
Yeah.
But he just got this fast.
Yeah.
What are we expecting from Wemby from the jump? That he could literally stand there and put the ball in the hoop. Yes, absolutely. But
he just wants a cookie.
Y'all think that the boys that are in the NBA right now is about to let that happen?
Hell no. You know,
especially that anybody that's actually hungry for a chip.
Nah.
Yeah, well.
Come on, bro. You about to get this boy embarrassed. And or hurt.
For
and
no or. Reason.
And or hurt.
I mean, if
y'all remember
against the Warriors.
I'm gonna bring him up every time. Y'all remember Greg?
Yeah.
What happened to Greg, bro? Where is Greg?
Praying. Not that he's Greg right now.
Oh no.
It hurts.
It's crazy, bro. Mr. Odin, he was supposed to be the guy.
That's why I said, I don't know. I don't even remember Greg Odin. I do, but I don't. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
do you remember?
MVP candidates. How y'all feel about those?
Joel Embiid.
I didn't see all of them.
The Joker's really probably he might
let me
be
see,
right
I'll
under,
look him up.
But Joel Embiid's been playing.
I was about to say you pretty much know who up there.
And then
yeah.
like you know, Joker's really been like he got ejected like a lot.
Yeah.
It's only because I know he was supposed to be in my ticket and he's supposed to do what he was supposed to do and he got ejected early. And I'm like, okay, so you're not getting it, but Joel Embiid over here is scoring his fucking heart out. he's going to make LeBron shit look like a fucking Far Cry the way he's scoring.
I got a segment for you after this show. Keep going, though.
That's fire. I'm looking.
I definitely got something for you. But for real, though. That'll be fire.
But definitely do well for me.
Joel,
yeah.
Who they got? Giannis up there. You know Giannis is on the shit.
Mm-hmm.
Joel, Jokic, Giannis, Gildas Alexander, my boy. Shout out to Thunder, baby. Luka, of course. Shit.
Why not?
Jason Tatum, Tyrese Haliburton, Kevin Durant is up there. Kawhi, Anthony Edwards. The last people that I just named were the bottom five.
Oh, okay.
So the last, And then five more are listed alphabetically. De'Aaron Fox, LeBron, Damian Lillard, Tyrese Maxey.
Of course.
Carl Anthony Towns.
Wait. Kawhi is on the list?
Kawhi is on the list. Yeah, he's in the bottom six.
I feel like certain people are getting snubbed here.
Yeah.
I feel like another person from the Clippers should be up there too, but we're not going to talk about him because he's been getting snubbed his whole career.
Yeah.
Oh, Westbrook?
Bro, you know that.
That's crazy that man is not on that list. Cause he been out there balling on them.
Yeah. he don't care, bro, because honestly, he just gonna ball.
Yeah.
Like, and at this point where he's at, to the Thunder.
Yeah, type shit. They all just need to go back.
Who question?
That'd
who
be nice.
Retires first?
Out of who?
Out of who?
out of those that are still left from the big dogs that we got left, we got LeBron, we got KD.
LeBron's going to retire for
I don't know about
this nigga's body already have shut down. KD.
I don't know about that because it's LeBron.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I say
he
that.
He said he'll play till he's 50, so.
And he's trying to play with his kids.
Facts. Both of them.
He...
Exactly, right? Yeah.
Michael Jordan knew when to bow out.
Taking LeBron out the conversation, right? Who else do you think will be the first or the last to retire from the bunch?
The last to retire probably D-Wade be. D-Wade
and Carmelo are already out, obviously. Boy, from the...
We still got Dame, yeah. Joel. I would put Giannis up there.
I mean, it's tough though, cause you can't name all of them, cause they're not all from the same class. Like you got to kind of go by.
Jimmy Butler's been here for a while too, so it's like,
yeah, true that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Really,
well, okay, then I'm just any out of anybody.
But they're still young. I don't know. It's hard for me.
That's
to say,
why I was
bro.
Trying to stick to the older generation. I know that KD is up there. Yeah. Not to say that he's up there, but he is.
Yeah.
Steph is getting up there.
True, yeah.
Klay Thompson, old.
Klay is up there.
Draymond definitely up there.
Russ is up there.
It'll probably be Draymond.
Joel is up there, and so is Harden.
I think it'll be Draymond, bro.
You think it's going to be Draymond?
Yeah. He ain't going to have no choice because they ain't going to play him for a while, for too much longer. It's crazy how he's even still up there. He's probably taking the lowest amount that he could get just to be on the team, bro. Because what is he doing? You getting paid to foul niggas.
Does Dame retire immediately after... After he wins a championship?
Hell no.
Nah?
Nah, he's been playing too long and playing too hard for that shit. One championship ain't going to be enough for him.
Nah, really.
It's definitely not going to be enough. If he could get one, he's going to be like, nah, I could get another one and probably another one. This is what I've been needing to do. I'm making up for lost time.
Thanks, guys.
Giannis plays his whole career in Milwaukee?
Seems like it. I haven't heard him say anything about going anywhere else. Seems like it, though.
Just random questions.
I love it.
Fuck two. Say not.
Yeah.
Kyrie stays in Dallas?
No.
No.
Hell no.
I think it's a floater.
Yeah. Literally what I was thinking, bro.
That's his career for the rest.
His career is the floater, bro. Just go to every team and just bless him.
I made it to the Bulls.
Honestly, to have a jersey from just about every other team is kind of sweet.
Sick.
His closet must
be. Yeah, bro. Sick. His gym looks.
You just probably got all the alternate
sick.
All the alternate color jerseys from each team. Like sick. He lit. He lit outfit for each that
I love Kyrie. Bro.
Yeah, hell yeah.
He's
the guy, hell yeah. And Kyrie. I respect him. The only person who could probably be a floater, bro. The only person.
Did Kyrie play with Kyrie didn't play with KD, right?
Yeah.
They played a few games
Brooklyn.
With the Nets.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It wasn't many.
They played a couple of
games. Just to knock that up.
Yeah, they played.
No, it wasn't the injury. That was the year COVID shit.
Oh, yeah, yep, the bubble. You're the bubble.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Kyrie was just playing about with everybody.
My nigga was hooping. Honestly, he was hooping, bro. And getting out of that Nike deal, hooping with
and
a chip on his shoulder.
It, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Stupid.
Bro, how can he not?
You can't. Like, being an NBA player, right? I feel like this in any professional sport. But being an NBA player and not having, like, a big name and having to guard one of these gentlemen gotta be one of those, like, damn.
All right,
here we come.
Here we go.
Who is us?
Do I take a charge or do I try and rip this nigga?
Do I go to grab? I'm going to embarrass myself.
And as soon as you take that thought, that nigga already going past you like, damn.
Help
I can't even get my thoughts together.
Or having the fast break right and going to dunk and then out of nowhere, Joel will be in me.
Smacks you out of bounds. No, you go too. You flying if he come up behind you.
To the bench I go.
Foul for sure. Like, you taking two shots before you go to the bench.
I'm going to the gulag.
Facts. You taking two shots first.
Help. Yeah. If that's one thing 2K got right, bro, in your career.
Yeah, buddy.
Getting fouled and just like, oh, okay.
Damn.
Bro, it's my rookie year. You right. Yeah. My fault.
Soft. Soft.
I was just trying to lay it up, bro.
Blocked your
whole
shit.
Wasn't nothing fancy. I was...
get out of here.
Stupid.
Don't even do it.
All right. Because we got to be swift. AO, Grammys was last night.
Yeah.
And folks was out there acting up and showing out.
Lord. Shout out to the ones that was acting up at the Grammys. Shout out to the ones that was really talking this shit, man.
Some of y'all feel like y'all got robbed.
Now you good, bro.
Some of y'all will get robbed.
Big winners on that list. We got Coco Jones. My fault.
That's my niece.
Killer Mike.
Yes. Killer Mike walked away with three of them before he got arrested.
And none of y'all expected him to have three, and I know
hell.
That. Shout out to SZA.
I didn't
shout
expect
out
him to get one.
To Coco. Shout out to Tyler. Shout Crazy. Out to everybody black that won during Black History Month.
Crazy.
And shout out to everybody, too. Shout out to Miley. All y'all.
Shout out to Billie Eilish.
You got
to
Grammy, bro.
Shout out to Celine Dion, too, man, because she came out on stage and talking about she had health problems and you out here on stage doing your thing, bro, man. Shout out to Celine Dion.
But I know
Dion,
it's
man.
Serious.
Yeah. And
Sirs.
Shout out Crazy. To her. Prayers.
Sirs. Crazy.
Prayers.
Go listen to some of her shit, y'all, if y'all don't know.
Please. Real talk, Grammys, I feel like, is getting its appeal back.
Yeah.
Because definitely throughout our high school career and many years afterwards, it lost its appeal to a lot of us. Like
Definitely.
just overall, like I don't want a Grammy, like the things that you got to do to get a Grammy, so on and so forth. And it looked like this year, like it was a numbers game more than anything, and the numbers really spoke because of who won.
Yes.
Like even the categories, like it was stacked categories.
Yeah.
Killer like, Mike won.
I mean, as a rap album, Killer Mike's album is phenomenal. It's great from beginning to end. Production value is stupid. The song that he had, that one with Future, Andre 3000, Scientists and Engineers. I mean, it's just one thing that we haven't heard of hip-hop music in a minute where it's like, nah, I actually have a purpose and something I'm trying to like stand by and state. And here it is versus get money, fuck bitches. And smoke weed.
Yeah,
like, there's plenty of that in this album, but there was a message nonetheless. You feel me?
Always with Killer Mike, yo, because he was talking about investing in, like, you know, these banks and doing all this stuff too, like that. So yeah, man, I'm glad he at least did something, bro. For real, for real. And definitely did more than something.
And shout out to the kids, because I understand y'all upset about Travis. I'm upset about Travis.
Yo, niggas is raging about Travis.
Yeah,
yo.
I'm upset about.
Did
Travis
you see how he performed, Fiend?
He's been deserved one. His riot at the end of Fame was well deserved, and that's pretty much what that came from.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I don't know why I'm not giving the artists that deserve these awards, but I feel like there's an agenda behind it. I mean, remember, they took Chris off of performing once upon a time because they felt like he was representing something else.
Yep.
And, like, come on, bro. We can clearly see y'all still at work and what are y'all, you know, what you're up to.
How the industry is.
And look at all those four people right there. When you mentioned, like, who won, like, SZA, who is it? Coco Jones. SZA, Victoria Monet, and Tyler. It's like all
Coco
youth.
Jones.
All youth in the Grammys. So these... You got to think, all the ones that are in the crowd, like Jay-Z and everybody, they're like, man, we ain't worried about the Grammys. We already know what that is about. These ones is hungry for it. Like, nah, we need
And they
the
did
Grammy.
Numbers.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
All of them did numbers.
So it's like for them to be
check.
Like that.
For sure. And I'm sure they're
going to
get...
Travis Scott, I understand why he feels like that.
But you know what? I'm happy that you mentioned that, Wing. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's the reason why some of these award shows and some of... I want to say, like, the industry buffs and the people that are up there, the people at the top, don't give it to those bigger artists because, yeah, now that comes with this incentive, right?
Right.
Okay, B, you've been B your whole career.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Grammy after Grammy.
Yeah.
Nomination after nomination.
Never album of the year.
With or without the Grammy.
I worked on that last one.
Of course.
Right?
I did that.
Always wins.
Yeah.
With or without the Grammy, I'm going to get it done. We going to do numbers. It's in the book. Versus a Tyler, a SZA, that's pretty much just showing up to the show now. Mm-hmm. And, yo, this is what I got. I hope this is what does it.
Right.
X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There is no incentive for B to have the Grammy anymore. It doesn't give her any extra boost.
Yeah.
There's no extra credibility for Beyonce having a Grammy. There's no real extra credibility for Travis getting a Grammy. He did everything without Grammys, is what
literally,
I'm getting at.
Yeah, he did. Literally. He's doing everything without Grammys literally, on a Grammy level.
Selling, out, little bit selling out whole places like to your
Drake,
friends.
Drake does what he wants.
Crazy.
He's living.
He's one of those people where yeah. What good would the Grammy do
it
me?
Ain't do
he still. They
that's
still,
why this nigga is, drinking out of it. This nigga Jay Z don't care.
They diss the Grammys and they still get with them anyway.
Yeah.
And that's how sad this is.
Them YouTube plaques seem more important than a fucking Grammy, bro, at this point.
And you think Kanye West, when he did what he did, just and, threw that shit in the toilet and pissed
which
on
leads
it.
Us to which leads us to Jay.
Got another one. I best think gospel was artist.
Another reason Jay ended up going up there and talking that talk.
Yeah, bro.
Because it's like, all right, bro, we sat back and watched for the last 20 years mm-hmm. and pretended like we didn't understand what was happening. You forget a lot of us are moguls and run our conglomerates. We have
I got a
businesses.
Billion.
We like
I
come
be
on,
standing
bro.
Here
yeah.
explaining to y'all.
But I'm up here and I gotta do it now because y'all wanna sit here and pretend.
Nah,
and it's cool. We just gonna look at the numbers tomorrow, right? We tomorrow, let alone a year from now. Mm-hmm. Let's go look at numbers tomorrow.
We gonna look stupid. At the numbers. We ain't gonna go to title no more. We off that.
Streams are stupid. You still relying on the kids, but guess what? The kids are still gonna run to a Beyonce because it's Beyonce.
You know, my daughter came up on stage and I had to teach her a lesson. Like, this is what this is.
Facts.
I mean,
fuck on stage. This is.
It's always a show.
Ask me to bow.
It's always a show when Jay and B pop up to one of these events because it's never about the event anymore for me. It's about
King and Queen.
Jay and B and Blue's facial reactions
oh, man.
To people.
That shit was great.
I love it.
She was great.
And watching Blue just look at people throughout the whole show with the disgust was just like,
She like,
my dad is richer than all y'all.
What are I'm richer doing? Than all y'all.
why are we still here?
For real.
You got the award?
You been got it.
Okay. Is she winning anymore tonight? Do they have to stay for the whole thing?
They could have mailed it to us. Y'all know, I know
mommy,
y'all know that.
And mommy told you not to go up there and do that. I knew
for real, yo. For real.
I knew like, you was gonna do that shit.
Damn.
I knew it.
Twice. Go up there with your father.
Yep. Go up there and make sure he don't say nothing too crazy.
Yeah, come up here with daddy.
But shout out to Jay for doing it and getting it done. Shout out for Ye for being ahead of the time.
Man.
Hey, yo, I want to make a public apology.
Ye is like the Simpsons, bro.
Yeah, for
my
sure.
My little brother was Ye's brother.
Nigga was ahead of his time, bro.
Yo, Tyrese.
What is he doing?
During Black History Month, bro, you going to make the news like this?
What happened with Tyrese? Like, Black Tyrese?
I hope Gibson? Later on in my career, I hope later on in my broadcasting career, none of this is, like, held against me. I just have to go with the things that the internet gives me.
Hopefully it makes you go viral.
And Tyrese, sir, you said sometimes you wish you were born Latino?
What's going on, Tyrese? That Spanish
woman. Turn that shit up.
I mean, like, because even then, like, even after, because we all got some good nookie, right? We've all done got some good.
My nigga, those are four brothers ever since
good,
then, bro.
Good pussy. We've all received it before.
Yeah.
And ain't never made me want to be like, you know, some days I just wish I woke up and I was Spanish like you. No. Like,
What?
I just never.
So after all these years about fighting about black this, black that.
Yeah, come on now.
And then you came down the line to say.
The fact that you saying it.
Bro, weren't you just trying to be MLK in a movie?
Why are you saying it?
What Deron said?
Did you hear the backlash you got from when motherfuckers was doing that little fake crying scene about giving your baby
you're
back and all
whole
that?
Mean, bro.
Shut up.
Stop.
Shut up.
Stop.
You had
you're
a great
a whole
deal.
Sticker in
go
my phone.
Somewhere.
You had a great run with Fast and the Furious, dog. Enjoy
Yo,
that.
You know what?
You're good.
Transformers was even
Transformers.
Decent, bro.
Forgot about that.
Come on,
enjoy
man.
Enjoy it.
Ejectocito, cuz.
Ejectocito, cuz. Come on, bro.
If you never left Too Fast, Too Furious, I'm just saying, it's too soon.
It's Black History Month, and certain things shouldn't be tolerated.
Absolutely not.
Came back way later.
But we still respect you, though. Well, you know.
Yeah, to an extent. We got to talk about that, though.
To an extent.
Shout out to the comedian Garrett Morris. I received a star in Hollywood Walk on his birthday at the age of 87.
Let's go.
For all those that may not be familiar with his government name, that's Stanley from Martin.
Yeah.
Shout out to him for finally getting his Hollywood star. Did y'all know that the Hollywood star does one every week?
Bro.
I didn't know that. They do a ceremony every week.
Time out. When they started doing that, because obviously they haven't been doing that.
Yeah, exactly.
Because everybody would be done by now.
Nah,
matter of fact, they would create more fucking sidewalk.
But there's a lot of motherfuckers that just go unrecognized for years upon years.
Walk of Fame nice.
It's literally, I'm seeing everybody at the Walk of Fame every week.
Old people that should have been had.
Willem Dafoe.
It's crazy.
Earth, Wind & Fire just got Gregory, what's his name? The dude with the hair from Good Burger.
Ooh. Kill me.
Why can't I think of his name right now?
You know, I don't know. I don't know.
The nigga they was locked up with.
Yeah, no, I know. I know what he looked like. I just don't know his name.
Open your mind.
Him, that guy. Anyway, yeah, that's old. That's old hip hop shit. Don't worry about it. You're too young.
I don't even know.
It's a whole bunch of people that's just now getting it. Watch Elmo get his shit like next week.
Yeah, man.
Okay, I feel like they're doing the stars thing because they might be the next roundup.
Wow.
And if you know what I mean, you know what I mean.
I mean, we'll see. There's just so much conspiracy to talk about at this point in life, but like none of it makes sense.
Some stars fell to the ground.
Here's one for you. Mm. Why did it take so long for us to figure out that Vince McMahon may be out here pimping females?
It did not take long.
They just got him. Just locked him up last week.
He's like the Diddy of wrestling.
He knew that.
He was the Diddy of wrestling. Come on,
bro. He had the women, bro.
Come on now. Female wrestlers, how they get their job.
I'm not going to read it back.
Stop playing.
I'm not going to even look it up.
Stop playing.
Vince was out here talking reckless.
Oh, that was the times.
No. These times.
Oh, no. Like, I'm saying recently. For him when it was happening, period.
No, this happened like recently. For
real? This guy left and came back to the organization so many times.
Yeah, bro, this is the problem.
It's so sad. Once I kind of literally saw like the third or fourth time he came back to the Wrestling Association, I was like, I'm done. This nigga's doing something.
There was a reason he was leaving so often.
Yikes. Okay? Yikes.
All Vince McMahon's in a coma, and then this nigga pops up.
Hey, y'all.
And wakes up during one of the show. Bro.
Hey, y'all.
Yo.
I'm alive.
And he, yeah, nah, all I'm saying is in the text messages, that man was talking crazy.
Yeesh.
He was talking reckless.
I'm alive.
He was more than alive in the text messages.
Yeah,
that nigga was alive. All right.
Blue shoe is blue shoeing, I'm sure.
Yeah, he was alive.
All upstairs.
Flowing.
So to end on a more serious note, because there's some crazy shit still happening in the U.S. right now, because it's the U.S., right?
And us.
First good news, California legislators and the caucus, the Black caucus, announced that they are looking to get a 2024 reparation priority package bill in order.
Okay.
And they've been talking about getting Californians reparations for some time, and it looked
think we touched on this a couple times. It was pissing me off that was going towards one fucking state out of these.
And the fact that
49 that we got to worry about.
Throughout our whole childhood,
back to Cali.
And even most of our adulthood, just hearing the word reparations is like, nigga, that's a myth.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? It's an urban legend.
Spell it.
What?
Nigga. Spell it.
Actually, it's not even an urban legend. It's just a legend.
The last place I saw other people bringing up reparations was The Watchmen, the show, Watchmen. And I was like, oh, snap, y'all got reparations in that universe?
This is crazy.
Stop playing.
This is crazy.
You know how crazy. Up would be. We build our own Wakanda. We out of here. Actually, we're literally all out of here.
Unless another Tulsa happens.
Out of here. America's done for. America's done for if we leave. We get those
chill.
unless another Tulsa. Speaking of that, hey y'all, I'm trying to understand where your tension and your attitude and this negativity comes from when talking about this movie on Amazon that happens to be about Lake Lanier. Mm. There was a lot of backlash. A lot of people felt like the movie was being racist towards the whites. Mm-hmm. And they were giving a false narrative about what's happening. Damn. And you know what? Let me just hang on. Let me see.
The whites.
Are we connected real quick, Wing? I'm mic'd up.
Yeah, you are. You
should
be. No. I was just asking.
Oh, hell
yeah. I
wasn't
saying you was doing nothing wrong.
Race has nothing to do with it.
1912. And Oscar Vio Jones.
You stand above. What was taken from us as people?
This review.
Take
it. I did.
Never would have thought someone like you would be able to do all this.
There's someone out there.
I think it is, right? Like, it looks like interesting. I'm gonna go on Amazon and watch. No! It's the Lake Lanier. Right?
Must be some
folks is out here.
Another movie that's racist against white people. We should ship y'all and your wokeness back to where you came from. Mm. Typical lying movie.
I mean,
trying to pass it off as real events. F-ing joke. This movie is just a sad attempt by traitor Bidens and Obama's liberal sissies to control a narrative and brainwash everyone into thinking that blacks deserve more than the rest of us. Disgusting attempt and a huge fail. I can't believe I'm saying this, y'all, but these are just some of the comments that we've been getting from white racists over our movie. First and foremost, there is no return on stolen goods. People that look just like me, my ancestors back in the day, did not want to come here to America. They were forced to come here. So much more I want to say, but we did our thing by telling the story of a once thriving black community. Y'all make sure y'all go support Lanier on Amazon, and let's let success be our noise to shut down these races.
Damn. Yeah.
So, like, yes. I think I brought it up here before where it's like, bro, you know how many black towns are underneath water and nobody knows anything about it? There's like two in Connecticut.
Mm. That's crazy.
And it's just unspoken history.
I've heard about that.
And then shit like Lake Lanier happens and people are so surprised. Where it's like, bro, well, what did you think was going to happen when y'all dumped water on top of a whole town?
Yeah.
Did you just think that the people underneath there were just going to like go happily, like,
yeah,
not want some type of vengeance? I'm not one to like believe in like ghosts and most things, but spirits, nah, that's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
And
spirits exist.
And in an area like that, I just imagine building houses and things like that wouldn't be the most beneficial thing.
Mm. It's like building on top of a graveyard.
Yeah. Here, funny thing about it, I always thought it was ironic and scary. It's the lake itself, right?
Mm.
There's a passage. You can go further around the lake and all that good stuff. There's other houses on the other ends, right?
Mm-hmm.
When it rains enough, you can't access those houses.
Yeah. It's all water.
It all floods over.
Yeah.
So if there's any type of emergency or anything up there,
mm-hmm,
they asked out.
Or not.
Or not, maybe. But you get what I'm saying? They're cut off, essentially, if there was some catastrophic thing to happen up there.
Yep.
But that's just from regular rain. It floods off like that on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, nah, I couldn't get familiar living up there, bro. It's just not.
There was a house that I drove by today. That shit was surrounded by like hills and just trees and rocks and shit. And like, it was just the only house right there on the street. And I was thinking of something like that. And it's like, bro, what happens if it rains really bad or if it like snows really bad? You right behind or right in front of, at the bottom of a mountain, basically. Like, bro, if a landslide happens, you're done. Like, you're going to get hit with every single thing that's coming down that mountain. Your house is going to be obliterated.
For real.
Disintegrated.
No.
Did y'all know that Central Park used to be black community too?
Nah.
Yeah, Central Park in New York, like the whole thing. Yeah, it was a whole black community.
That's far.
And then one day, folks got upset and said, nah.
Get this shit out of here.
Get that out of there.
A black what?
You know?
Get it out.
Black history for you guys.
Some good or some bad.
Some good, some bad, man.
We here for it all, man. It's Black History.
Shout out to Black History Month and shout out to Black Future Month.
Real talk. Ayo, bring back the Jackie Robinson statue, please.
Sick.
I don't know what you need with it and what would possess you to
it's crazy.
Tear it from its hinges, but come on, bro.
Niggas gonna auction it and get arrested.
Come on, bro.
Hey, man. But yeah, as far as Black History Month goes, if you're in your town and you got like a local museum, man, go check them out because they're usually doing some Black History events, some activities, bring your kids down. I know the Matatuck Museum always does something. And there's shout a lot of good, dope Black art in that museum right downtown Waterbury. So check your local spots, man, if you want to get some history. I mean, shit, we got it all at our fingertips, too.
Real tough.
Jump on your phone. Do something, man. Just do something with your kids. Do something with your family, man.
You'd be surprised how much you find on Eventbrite, bro.
Yeah. Crazy.
Got it all.
Crazy.
And it will direct you to anything you're looking for. You want something Afrocentric for this month? Yeah. Type it in. I guarantee
I get text messages.
You'll find it.
Word.
Real tough. Get text
messages. And shout out all the kids, you know what I'm saying, all the public schools and middle schools and elementary school shit. Today was their 100th day at school, so it's a big thing.
Yay,
seen, my niece, she made a shirt that was just like a nice 100 days. They got like Spirit Week.
That's what's up.
This is in Black History Week at my son's
school. Bring it back.
So, yeah, man, like little activities like that to get these kids in tune is dope, man, keeping them kind of in the loop. So, yeah, man, shout out to Black History Month, man. I love this time of year. Shit just makes me feel good. Like I always feel like just, I don't know,
power, I feel like bro. I'm in my element.
Empowered, man. This is a good month, bro.
I got all
starts
black
the
on.
Year, right? The, you feel me?
It's the one time of year.
Starts the year.
Right. You know that anytime you inconvenience a black person, we all gonna give you the same.
Facts. What?
Not this month.
Nah. It's, wait, what? What's the date today? Nigga, get out my face. Right now.
I got 3 weeks left. What you talking about?
Smack you.
Oh, you want
I'll
me to
smack
call
you
my...
next month.
You want me to call my ancestors? Nigga?
Don't come around here next month. Don't come around here next month.
All right.
Smack the shit out of you.
I got one more clip before we go. We go ahead and discuss it, and then we out of here.
All right, bet.
I heard it earlier today, and I thought it was funny, and I want y'all opinions on what y'all would do in said situation.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Bet. You...
So you enter a restaurant, you notice your partner on a date. Do you confront, pass, or go home? We got to talk.
This is funny.
We have to talk. I'm going to stop for sure. What's good? Because why? Like, first of all, what kind of relationship y'all be in that this happened? This is actually outrageous.
Real talk.
But if it did happen, it's going to be just like that brown sugar scene. I'm going to stop. Oh, what are you doing here? Huh? Uh-huh. What's your name? Richard Lawson? How do you guys know each other? Oh, that's happened to me, my wife. This, like, I'm a loser. Like, why you on dates? I need to know that this is your long lost brother that you just met or something like that. More than likely, it's not. Are you lying to me? We got married. You on a date? Okay. Let me find out that I knew that you were already there on a date. I'm coming with another date. Let's have a competition now.
Hey.
See how good this can get.
Hey.
This is kind of upsetting. I'm not going to lie to you. You put energy into this.
Hey.
We were good. And you... Yeah, we have to... There has to be a confrontation. We don't have to fight.
Yeah.
I mean, me and you knew whatever, but we have to talk because the divorce is imminent tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to forget this. There's really no coming back from this unless it was something that was really innocent, which more than likely it wasn't. But, you know, I'm just saying, what y'all going to do?
Hey.
So you enter a restaurant,
so
you notice.
You already know the answer.
So we confronting.
Absolutely.
Everybody's confronting. Absolutely. Everybody in this room's confronting.
Absolutely. 100%.
Just about.
Nigga, 100%.
Man. I'm going in on the brown sugar, though.
Fuck you,
I'm for sure going in on the brown sugar.
The hell?
Oh, you guys out here, guess what I'm celebrating? My divorce!
No, I ain't doing all that.
What? Nah, I'm petty. I'm sorry. It's just, if you give me the fuel to be petty, I am going to take the lane and hit it. At 120 miles per hour. What are you talking about? What?
Funny as hell.
What? Oh, word? Y'all just out here with, With the croissants?
Oh, okay. You live in. Give me one of these shits. Okay. That's what I'm gonna be on. I'm gonna be like, oh, I'm sitting down with y'all, bet.
Wish I got over here. Shrimp and steak. Oh.
Order me some of that champagne too.
Red wine. Yeah. I like that. Y'all was over here getting deep.
Y'all niggas got a bottle? Oh. Y'all got a bottle over here?
Mm.
Yep, order my ZD too. Had that nigga come up with the parm too. Fresh grated.
Mm. I want the whole menu, actually.
Put it on his tab.
I was wondering why he was trying to find a babysitter today.
I'm gonna sit next to him. I'm gonna sit next to him.
You're gonna enjoy it very
much. Yeah. I ain't got no beef with you, sir, believe it or not.
What they told you. But luckily, you know what I'm saying? Niggas won't have to go through that, bro.
Can you bring my menu over here?
I'm not. I ain't got nothing.
Nah. I don't think that would ever be the case.
That's just scenario. I just love these hypotheticals. Yeah, hypotheticals are funny, bro.
I love them.
And this nigga just makes them so funny, yo. Shout out to him, man. Shout out to all the content creators that be doing their thing and keep us on the motherfucking social platforms that we stay on and fall into these fucking rabbit holes.
I got a hypothetical.
For 2 hours.
I got a hypothetical.
Go.
It's the last one. We
Go.
Out.
Go.
I don't understand why everybody is caught up on Best Man.
What do you mean?
As great of a movie as it is, what nigga wants to sit there and relive his shorty getting plowed out by his mans after reading the book about it? Not even being told about it. Mm. Reading the book from his mans.
Good Lord. Such an
because she wanted revenge, you know. You know, you did whatever y'all was doing in college.
No.
So,
damn.
You know.
Entanglement.
And then we had two more movies after that.
I think so, yeah.
Each movie, I'm just like, this is torture, bro.
That shit was like trapped in the closet.
For any man that has gone through this, this is torture.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What are we doing here? Nah, it's a touching story. Damn, he lost his wife in this one. That's crazy.
Nah.
Fam, you married her after your man's.
And you know your man's rammed her out.
Oh, no.
Nah.
Oh,
no.
Oh no.
Everything is off. Messages?
It's off. It's off.
What? What are we doing? A wedding?
No.
What?
What's that?
Nah.
You said I'm paying for what?
What's his name? Morris Chestnut, so dirty in that movie. Because they showed the flashbacks while he was at the altar. And I was like, dog. Ain't no way. Ain't no way. Nah. This is. I don't. I'm dope. I'm gonna leave y'all. Mm. I'm sorry for having y'all come out.
Watch this shit tonight.
Refreshments and food is still be served.
Y'all good though.
In the hall.
We'll get y'all a little quiche or something.
Yeah, y'all get y'all a little take home plate.
Go ahead. Take the whole damn tray. Real.
He could have had a promising career with no stress, no worries afterward. We just not niggas no more, bro.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
That movie just makes no sense to me in the long run. That's not. Nah, we can't be niggas after this.
Nah.
You wrote it in your book.
Yo, you my book.
And you held this down. What? And fuck you too, Terrence Howard, for not telling
me. Yo, you knew? Nigga, you knew?
I'm sorry, man.
No.
I'm sorry,
you
man.
Read the book and didn't tell me, nigga?
Hey, man. I didn't want you to find this out, man. Like, Shut up.
Now.
Accountability is just what the show is about.
Accountability, and baby.
Nobody took accountability in that movie. In those movies.
That was not an accountability-based movie.
No. How do you do that?
There were no tips on accountability in that movie. So
that nigga made bread off of exposing his man and his wife.
Pure entertainment. That's all.
Wow. Okay, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that's been another rendition of the Fix Your Crown.
That's Deuce. I'm Big Ron. That's Nightwing back there. I think we need to start doing some shit like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
go ahead,
yeah.
Keep going.
We out. Oh, wait, nah, I'm playing. You got shit coming up?
Nah, nothing crazy, bro.
That's honestly why I do it.
Yeah,
you
just
know.
Practice. I know. Yeah, you know. Just working on the craft, man. That's it. What you got, Wing?
Same
shit.
Yeah, nigga.
Zombies.
Same.
We'll be like,
working on a craft.
I got
playing
bigger.
Zombies, nigga.
Yeah. What? We'll be on Twitch tonight, nigga.
Don't Twitch tonight.
Yeah, you, oh, nah.
Nah, it's being Twitch, nigga.
It's up tonight.
No, you can Twitch, but don't Twitch.
It's up. Gotta take it out on the controller. And on... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Oh,
wrong one. A lot of y'all got robbed.
Yeah.
Some of you will get robbed.
Crazy.
I was like, oh, shit.
Welcome to adulthood.
On stage.
Damn.
On stage.
A lesson from Hov.
A lesson from Hov.
Mr. Nice Watch.
And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this has been the Fix Your Crown Pod, where we want you to be better than your experiences. We want you to, I done forgot my shit. Be better than your experiences. better than your experiences. You feel me? Yeah. That part. It's your boy, the mini cane that still remains. Smoke pot, eat twat, smile a lot. The goal is to be, the idea is to be the goal, not the competitions. We fucking out of here, nigga. I'm about to go get blind, so bye. Side, I hit him up, my little nigga go gone. Right, go. Bullshit, y'all niggas, y'all be high. I be high. Low.